98.1 KZE. It's Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Please welcome to the studio Russ and Austin Bunk.
I went out last night, I got real tight. Lord, I did some drinking, now I'm just a-thinking. I'm standing in the shower, waiting for the aspirin to work.
I met a pretty girl, she had ponytails and curls. I tried to take her home with me, but she just laughed and smiled at me. I'm in the shower, waiting for the aspirin to work.
Well, it really was a challenge, like climbing a tall mountain, just to try and stand on my own. I spent $200, Lordy, I'm so out of luck. I'm broke, I'm going home all alone.
I can only find just one reason why the moon and stars collide with Mars, and I'd stay out of them smoky bars. I'm in the shower, waiting for the aspirin to work. Well, it really was a challenge, like climbing a tall mountain,
just to try and stand on my own.
Spent $200, now I'm so out of luck.
Broke, I'm going home all alone. Now it all seems the girl of my dreams, you know, she was just a figment of my thoughts. There really was no girl at all. I'm in the shower, waiting for the aspirin to work.
Standing in the shower, waiting for the aspirin to work.
I'm just standing in that shower, waiting for the aspirin to work.
Woo! 98.1 KZE. Russ and Austin Bonk are my guests today. Austin, welcome back, and Russ,
hey.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hey.
Great to be here.
Yeah. So where are you guys from?
Clinton Corners.
Clinton Corners. Right, right, yep. Right. And Austin, you've been here once before.
A couple times, actually.
Well, has this it been a couple times?
This is my third time.
Oh, my God. I have such
first
a terrible
First time was
memory.
With Rick like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But for Friends Day, just the one time, like
yes.
Right when yeah. I first started this
mm-hmm.
feature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like a year ago, right?
Okay.
Within
I think
year.
More.
Might have been.
I think
I don't
more.
Remember.
But it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing Russ, who is your father.
That's right.
And
last I checked,
I've been called a lot worse.
And career musician, longtime musician.
40 years.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
Before this young pup was around.
And we're showcasing some of your original songs today.
Today
yeah,
we are.
That's
yeah.
my understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me about that one. I love that song.
Well, that one I wrote on one of those nights.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the day after. And yes, I used to imbibe a bit in my past. And it's just a cute, funny, little whimsical song that I think a lot of people can relate to.
He used to sing this to it. I have a bunch of siblings. I'm one of six kids.
Oh, man.
And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so was my wallet.
But he used to sing that to us when we were kids, and we thought it was the funniest song.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he would do funny voices, and you know, we didn't know what it was about.
Of course.
Yeah. No clue.
Yeah.
There's nothing
funny. So
like,
funny.
Like when you're a kid and you see like cartoons where like, you know, they're drinking out of the bottle with the
yeah,
X's
yeah.
on it, and
yep.
they're like floating around,
yeah.
and you're like, ha, ha, ha,
it's
that's
just
hilarious.
Because yeah.
you've never had a hangover at that time.
Yeah. So right,
like,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Yep.
Yeah. It's still so, funny, but now you know.
Some of
like,
Granny
yeah.
Clampett's moonshine there.
Exactly.
So that was always a, yeah, just comical, fun song. And that's a fun song we play in our set still. It's just a fun sing-along.
Is this a an arrangement that you'd bring to live performances? You
yeah.
do just the acoustic guitar, just the two of you?
No, we have a six-piece, we call it pirate bluegrass band, because to be bluegrass, I feel like you need to be good at your instruments. So we're a little more of a, yeah, we're like a six-piece folk string band. We delve into the bluegrass world. We delve into the outlaw country and blues and rock and roll. We play a lot of covers too.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of original stuff, and most of the original stuff was written by him.
Yeah.
We do Feel Mine. We put Feel Mine in. I twist his arm. But
I want to push back just a little on the implication that you're not good at your instruments, because you're quite good at guitar, and I imagine the people you play with are no slouches either.
Well, yeah, we've got some great musicians.
Yeah, we got lucky. We made some good friends along the way.
We've got guitars, we've got banjos, we've got mandolins, we've got dobros, we've got stand-up bass, we've got fiddles, we've got, four or five-part harmony a lot of times?
Yeah,
five part.
Yeah, four or five-part
all
harmonies.
The time, yeah.
We're more of a sing, like we more of a vocal harmony band that we kind of play the rhythm, you know, chords and everything. And there's some licks in between.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And it's fun. It's fun, but I'm 30, 32. They're, you know, the next next youngest guy in the band is like 64.
Yeah.
But they're all in their 60s and they treat me like the old man. So they get together, the five of them, and they act like, you know, punk 17-year-olds, and I have to corral them.
Well, because they're in a clique and you're on the outside.
Yeah.
The young punk. So we've got a really nice eclectic mix of guys that came into the band. We've got guys that bring a rock and a southern rock influence, and I grew up listening to 1050 WHN with Del DeMontro behind the microphone. A lot of people can probably relate to him. So I bring that old 50s and 60s country, the pure three chords and the truth kind of a sound.
That's because those are the only three chords he can play.
Yeah. I'm working on a fourth.
The truth chords. Everything's in G.
Anybody ever tell you have a radio voice, Russ?
I've been told a lot worse.
He's been told worse.
Well, I would love to hear another one. You got more songs for us?
So this is another song Russ here wrote. It's another one that he used to play for me as a kid. It's a more of a folk song. It's a pirate song. It's a folk tale about a pirate ship.
I wrote this in Gloucester, Massachusetts. Again, back in my imbibing days.
And it's called Nautical Bride.
So I sing to you of pirates sailing the stormy seas. Where, oh, where have they gone to? Oh, they're living in you and in me. And I sing to you of spirits, souls without a home, wandering aimlessly, searching, they're lost and so alone. We are on our way. Oh, we are on our way to engage Mackenzie, two hundred men were sailing, riding on Satan's tomb. How many lives will be sacrificed? How many lives will be doomed? As dawn the horizon, passing on starboard side, in the gray misty light of the morning, we captured the nautical bride. We are on our way. Ship that was our target, she now lay silent and still, and all of those brave men were pirating, and all of those brave men were killed.
ship, single file. Amazed at what we found. Oh, our crew was bearing the witness. The ghost of the nautical bride. Sailing the stormy seas. Where have they gone to? They're living in you and in me. Oh, they're living in you and in me. Oh, they're living in you and in me.
I usually play that on the banjo. I haven't played it on guitar
in so long.
I haven't played this in so long.
I wouldn't have known if you didn't tell me. That's I love an original sea shanty. You don't
Isn't
hear a lot
cool?
of those. Yeah.
I love that song.
It's really cool to play. You know, we play a lot of our shows. We've got 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds out dancing, and we've got 90 and 95 and 100-year-olds at our shows, and that's the joy of...
Nothing in between, though. Just
right.
those two.
Yeah, just,
key
that,
just the extremes.
Yeah,
only
we
extremes.
Tapped into those two.
It's a
and
weird
that's
audience. But, you know, having kind of been weaned in the smoky old bars of the 70s and the 60s and into the 80s, it's a different vibe right now with all these breweries and distilleries and family
yeah, it's
gatherings.
It's still the same.
No,
it's
I think it's
feeling.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
I really do. I embrace it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's
I mean,
really great.
Selfishly, you know, I'm in a band myself, and it's a band that appeals to kids as well as
yeah.
adults, and
yeah.
we make the most money at gigs
yeah.
that are all ages
because exactly.
parents bring the kids out.
We actually had, I think not too long ago, we had a 95 and a 96-year-old request Puff the Magic Dragon.
Aw. Did you know it? Could you play it?
I knew the basic parts of it. Yeah, we needed some help on
yeah.
filler.
Yeah, I don't think I would know all the verses on that one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
We've gotten some funny requests over the years.
And the name of the band is...
Beer Caps and Quarters.
Beer Caps and Quarters.
Yep.
It's Russ and Austin Bonk in the studio on Friends Day Today, 98.1 KZE. Is there somewhere we can go, like social media, website, anything to find out about the band?
Nope.
Nothing?
Oh, we like to run stealth way under the radar.
No, there is.
Respect
that,
it.
That's a joke. There is an Instagram page
okay.
that we've been told about. Someone created an Instagram page. And
it wasn't us.
Really?
And they post all of our shows, yeah. So it's called, it's just Beer Caps and Quarters on Instagram.
I can't tell if you're pulling my leg. Was it a member of the band? Or
I'm sworn
Don't
to secrecy.
Don't forget, we've got all 60 and 70-year-olds in our band, so it wasn't us.
It wasn't them. Somebody set up an Instagram account.
Because I want to see you guys.
They post shows, yeah. We post all of our shows on, you know, the basic
yeah.
channels. We don't have a website. We mostly play, you know, mid-summer through the winter, and then we kind of take a break during the tax season. One of our mandolin player is the best dang accountant in the band,
mm-hmm.
so he has tax season from pretty much from January, February on to April, you know, whatever.
My favorite 15th. Season.
And
yeah.
so he's he shuts it down. He shuts it down. So that's our... We play in quarterly shows.
Beer Caps and Quarters.
Beer Caps and Quarterly shows.
When did you two start playing together? Did you start teaching Austin from a young age, or were you, you know, not? Did you let him discover it on his own and come to you?
Yes and yes. We had several incarnations of the band before Beer Caps and Quarters. We had the Polecats, and primarily for about a 35-year run, we had Empty Pockets. That's when we rode that country wave and that southern rock wave That was incredible. During that time period of the Polecats, we played a lot of farmers markets. They were up and coming back then.
Mm-hmm. It was like the early 2000s.
We have, and of course this is radio, so you folks can't see, but we've got photographs of young Austin at an age of about a year and a half or 2 years old with his little plastic toy guitar. Aww. Sitting on a hay bale behind us. And that's pretty special for us.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that guitar anymore.
The plastic one?
Somewhere. I think it's Mom's in one of our junk closets somewhere. Yeah.
It's in the junk closet. Yeah. We'll get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was weaned and reared on music. We're a musical family. And he just picked it up. He just took the ball and just ran with it. And there's no catching him now. This young man is incredible.
Yeah. Well, we know it. We're fans.
Yeah.
I'm blushing.
Russ and Austin Bonk are my guests in the studio. If you got one more, I would love to hear it.
So we're gonna play our namesake. This song is called Beer Caps and Quarters. It was a song before we had the band. We couldn't think of a name for the band. Like I said, it's myself. I'm 32. The rest of the guys are in their 60s. So our first rehearsal, we said, well, let's call ourselves the G-Strings. And nobody wanted to show up to the promo shoot, so that one quickly died.
Well, we all got sick from that image. Yeah,
quickly that name came and went very quickly. But we just started playing all of our old songs that we'd been playing for years. You know, and we kind of got back together, and this song quickly we just decided this was the name of our band. It's such a cool
thesis
song.
Statement.
Yeah, it's a cool.
We actually drew straws, and this one won. So I'll simplify it.
I'll quickly tell the story because if he tells a story, we'll be here all night. He was a truck driver for almost 40 years, and a landscaper and drove heavy equipment.
39 years, 11 months, and 28 days.
Almost made it.
2 minutes.
Sounds like a Johnny Paycheck
so
song.
Is that true?
That is 100% true.
Couldn't
That's
wait more.
Not true.
Two more days.
I got hurt.
Two more days.
Bad. Yeah.
So anyway, he was a truck driver for a long time, and you know, you get a lot of stories on the road, and so this song, the story, like I said, it's a little longer than the song, but he went down to Nashville for a songwriting stint in mid 90s or so, and befriended a character while he was down there for the week or so, and he wrote this song about him. It's sort of about the guy that he met, this homeless man, and it's also sort of autobiographical about him. It's kind of, you know, the two characters in one song.
Blending.
Yeah. So it's called Beer Caps and Quarters, and it's in the key of G if you got your harmonicas. All right. Yep.
All right. Well, I'm shaving by the light of a beer sign flashing in the window. And I cut my chin so I drank another beer. I'm staring in the mirror at a stranger looking back at me. Just thinking to myself, what the heck am I doing here? Well, when I grow up, you know I want to be a cowboy. Riding to the setting sun like old John Wayne. Yeah, I'd lie awake at night and I'd dream of heaven. Then the morning light shines and drags me out into the rain. Oh, you should have seen me driving those big 18 wheels. I was the pride of Dixie, now I know how it feels to be king of a giant mountain with a queen right by my side. It's a long way to the bottom. I wasn't ready for the ride.
Whoever said a dog was a man's best friend? Never crawl into a bottle with no end. Time can change a mind, but a mind can't change time. So now I'm sitting in the rain with a beagle and a worn out smile. Sometimes I sit and I wonder what makes an airplane fly. Who put lightning and thunder way up there in the sky? If you ever need to witness this old grown man cry, you're invited down to Second Street, stare in my disguise.
poet says I'll work for booze or money, whatever comes next. I'm throwing away the beer caps, keeping the quarters. I'll pick up another pint and just be on my way. Oh, now the only thing I'm driving are these memories in my mind. When I was another man way back in another time. And the next time I come crashing down, I'll be ready for the ride.
Woo-hoo. 98.1 KZE. Russ and Austin Bonk have been my friends on Friends Day today. The band is Beer Caps and Quarters. We
That's
just heard
right.
the inspiration track behind the name, and yep. And now I get it.
And, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
We love WKZE. This is our favorite station. So
bring the whole band down sometime.
Maybe.
That'd
Maybe
be
we'll
fun.
We'll get a hold of them. We'll have to pull them out of the mountain.
We could we squeeze them all in here, you think, right?
I think so.
You know, I do some construction here and there, and I build a lot of buildings, and I've built some barns, and we're doing another one this year, and KZE is rocking us through the rafters.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope we're keeping it fun. I hope we're not playing too many downers
oh,
for
yeah.
you.
Nope.
Yep. Nope.
I'll bear that in mind on the afternoon drive.
Occasional downer's nice. Every once in a while you need a little downer song. It makes you feel good.
Well, please come back through and
keep
us posted when you're playing, because I'd love to see you guys live.
We will. We
Thank
absolutely
you,
will.
MK.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure meeting you.
We got your community bulletin board and Dawes up next on KZE.